Welcome to this week's show of Full Spectrum Cannabis. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Should we start with some news?
I think we should.
We should start with some news.
Absolutely.
What do you got for us?
Well, the legislature met last week.
Don't they usually
meet? For a vote. Well, you know, sometimes they're on a break. And, you know.
Taking a lot of breaks.
Yeah, we're still paying them, no matter how many breaks they take. So, sounds like there was some voting last week. And from the way it stands now, it sounds like Minnesota's going to have a lottery for cannabis licenses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lottery for cannabis licenses. We talked about that a little bit before, right? Yeah. We didn't go into it too much. We could probably do a whole episode on it, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. That's going to be very interesting, and that's going to be some great news coming up. But it sounds like that's going to move forward.
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which maybe is not good.
Yeah.
To me, but
why isn't it good?
Well, I think I can understand the reasoning, but I think that the way they are going about it is not correct. What I don't like is that I think it invites multi-state operators to partner with social equity applicants to obtain licenses. But in the end, those applicants don't win.
Right.
Because the company, I'll give you an example. So. Sure. You know, in a lot of these multi-state agreements with social equity applicants, what they do is they put a clause in there that if there's a conflict or some type of disagreement, they have to go to arbitration.
Right.
So they can't go to court. And across the U.S., in about 100% of those cases, when it's gone to arbitration, the arbitrator rules in favor of the company.
Hmm.
And just about 100% of those cases. So what that means is the social equity applicant, they lose their business.
Right.
And the multi-state operator wins.
So. Yeah, but I mean, it was the business that they thought that they had, but we all know they probably didn't have it in the first place. I mean, it's unfortunate, but that's what it seems to be shaking out as across other recreational legal states, yes?
Yeah. Well, when you have a partnership, what rules the day is the operating agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And when a lot of those social equity applicants don't hire a lawyer or they don't understand what they're signing, you know, they really do enter into an agreement that's really one-sided.
Right.
You know, there are stories out of Arizona where multi-state operators, they were passing out flyers to homeless people, asking them if, you know, if they had a cannabis conviction, inviting them to partner with them to apply for the license. There was one woman, even in, it was either Arizona or New Mexico, she was given $1,200 and a pound of weed to partner with the MSO and apply for a social equity license. And that she put her name in the hat with the company. They won the lottery.
Whoa.
And she ended up losing that business about a year later.
Yeah, and so, but we have some clauses. We have some clauses within what we expect our lottery system to be, right? And one of those is, what is it? Is it 3 years? That they have to hold, like, that person needs to be in that business for 3 years before it can even be sold off, those types of things. But really, the greater concern, it sounds like, is that there is a clause within the operating agreement that's booting them prior to that. But would that be allowed in Minnesota based off of the current framework?
Well, some of these clauses, for example, will say that the social equity applicant will earn revenue or dividend after they achieve a certain amount of money, after they make a certain amount of money.
Right.
And many times that ceiling is so high that it will never be met.
Right.
So that's, you know, one example. But when they lose the business in 3 years or less, what happens is there's some type of disagreement. And when they go to arbitration, you know, it may be a clause in the agreement that says, well, if the person does this, then the MSO will take over the business, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of the time social equity applicant, they see what's going on and they say, you know what, I want out of this agreement.
Right.
And the MSO is like, no, you aren't going any fucking where.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, you got to stay. And if you don't like it, we'll just take it over. And oh, by the way, it looks like you violated this clause, which means we take the business.
Right.
So now the social equity applicant will go get a lawyer and they go to arbitration and, you know, they're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes applicants will enter into these agreements because, you know, they do get some money on the front end. But as the relationship progresses, they slowly figure out this was a horrible idea.
Right. So here's what I heard from that. And you correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Get legal counsel first.
Absolutely.
And then entertain an agreement. But really, if you haven't done that, then you shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. These are situations where you really need to have a lawyer.
Right.
And get a lawyer who understands contracts and what you're getting into. Because, you know, there are some lawyers that don't, you know, they really don't know what they're reading.
Sure.
Because you get a ton of lawyers right now that say, oh, I'm a cannabis expert. I'm a cannabis business lawyer. No, you're not. You know, everybody is they're figuring it out as they go. And, you know, we're still building that plane while it's flying.
Right.
And that's the same, you know, for lawyers, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these contracts are always negotiable. But make sure the lawyer understands what they're negotiating on your behalf. And one of the things I think is really important is getting that arbitration clause out of there and making sure that Minnesota still has jurisdiction for any type of remedy so that the district courts can still decide on what might happen.
Right. So. Sounds like some messy stuff. Again, I think we should have a whole episode on that. I think we should have some of your colleagues in.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. That makes sense to me.
And they would love to.
That'll be fun. I'll bring the entertainment. You bring the lawyers. You know?
You got a deal. So maybe on our next episode.
You know? Maybe. Do you think it's too soon for lawyer talk?
Hell no.
I agree. No. I agree. Let's have fun with it. People need to know. People are trying to, like, they're trying to figure out, well, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's people that want to enter the space and they're like, well, I want to do this. How do I do it? Right? And
yeah.
I think that, you know, everybody's got their own ideas.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that with what happened with Minnesota attempting to hire a director of the OCM, I think that put a black eye on Minnesota.
Sure.
And the lottery just blacken the other eye. So
yeah, well, maybe we'll fix it up, right?
Maybe we'll see.
Yeah, I mean,
am I optimistic? I used to be optimistic about what Minnesota was doing with our legislation, but I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
I think that we're just gearing up for a big fight. I think it's going to be tied up in the courts for some period of time. So. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will. I mean, outside of that, let's just let the hemp market continue the way that the hemp market has continued. And, you know, the marijuana, right? Because, I mean, that's the term that we should use because that's what's recognized federally.
Yeah.
And that's what the law says, right? Yeah, I think we keep rolling with what we got and tell people about what we know, what you know, especially. I mean, I just have some fun. You actually have like letters and stuff like that behind your name.
Yeah.
What under the news do we have?
Yesterday was the anniversary of a prince's death 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of things were purple. Can you remember where you were when you found out that Prince died?
No. No.
Now, you know, I can vaguely remember hearing about it. I remember being in court. I believe I was in court, but I remember just being completely devastated.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. That was a really tough one. He was great. And,
right.
You know, the way that he died from fentanyl.
Still a problem.
It's still
a problem. Even larger problem now.
Yeah. So, and, you know, we're talking about news. Yesterday on the news, I heard that fentanyl is apparently has been reduced. The price has been reduced to the lowest it's ever been.
No.
You can get it now from $1 to $2 a pill.
Hmm.
Yeah. And apparently a lot of
that's a really inexpensive way to kill yourself.
It is.
You know, like, number one, don't kill yourself. If you've got some challenges, there's people there. Let's talk to them, right?
Right.
Definitely need to have a professional in there. But the people that you don't want to tell, you should tell them how you're feeling.
Yeah.
You know, swallow the pride.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Throw it against the wall, whatever you need to do. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. But then fentanyl, I mean, that's the reason why a lot of us can't even have any fun, right? Like the things that we used to be able to get away with in our lives and be like, oh man, the only thing that's going to happen is I'm going to feel like this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. Or later, or I'm going to want more, or, you know, we're really just talking about the unkind drugs that are going to have fentanyl in them because it's so inexpensive, even more inexpensive than it was before, which is why it ends up in cocaine, it ends up in ecstasy, it ends up in the, I don't know, I'm not in the rave culture like I was for the, you know, 2.5 weeks when I was younger.
Did you say 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, rave culture? I wasn't able to hang for too long there, right? Like, there is too much dancing, right? There are too many strobe lights. There is too many regular lights. I mean, I liked the music, but I was the one that would be like, just... I'll hang out over here, enjoy what it is that I'm doing, and watch all of the things. You want a hug? I'll give you a hug. This is going to be great, right? But, I mean, the best rave I ever went to had a bar. And so I was able to drink a cocktail. I was able to have a beer. I mean, you know, instead of it just being all of the party drugs, let's call them, right? And now the party drugs have names we don't even understand. We should get a kid in here. Yeah. Right. Talk to them about like what are the people doing these days, you know? But anyways, fentanyl, no good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you a hugger before or after you drink?
A hugger before or after?
Yeah.
Oh man, we should hug all the time. We should hug all the time. Sometimes you just, you know, that human touch is something that we didn't realize how much we needed until the pandemic. And then the partner that we have, luckily enough, some of us have partners, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, we could hug, right? Because they were in the same house. But, I mean, not hugging people.
Did you smoke more weed during the pandemic? Or was the weed
I didn't smoke any weed.
You did?
During the pandemic. I didn't start smoking weed again. Right. Mm-hmm. Like here and there. Right. Like we've talked about the mystery pen at a festival or something like that before, I think. But actually smoking flower. Mm-hmm. I was a low potency tester for my previous organization. So I didn't want to smoke. So if we, you know, I'm a tiny little, you know what I mean? And that's about it. That's all. And then I was already high. Right. And so then now I'm not a low potency tester anymore. Like I know the products, my palate is where my palate needs to be. I've drank probably over 200. And when I say drink over 200, I mean like I tested over 200, right? Like did all of that stuff. And then gummies probably the same amount or other forms of edible. And, now, I can try more than one thing in an evening. I could be like, well, this is delicious or that's delicious. And that's because I've, you know, smoking a little bit more flower to understand flower, what it is today versus what it was 20 years ago, which I don't even think 20 years ago was even a thing for me. It was probably even more than that.
Well, I can tell you the more, THC beverages I've had, which I really started smoking probably, I'd say about a year or two before the pandemic. But
it's like you felt it coming, huh? Like shit's gonna get real.
Shit's gonna get real.
Yeah.
But I have found the more that I drink THC beverages, the less alcohol that I want. Do you feel that way too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the beverage. It's not smoking it. Right?
Right.
Like the
right.
flower aspect of it, and then the alcohol aspect of it. I think so many of us that have enjoyed the plant for as long as we've enjoyed the plant. Sometimes they just go hand in hand, and a lot of us shouldn't be doing both of those at the same time. I mean, you know your own system better than anybody else, but the beverage itself, because I have something, we were just talking about LaCroix before, and
I hate that
kind of like kind of metallic, right? You know, and that's kind of my key is, you know, when you've got some fake shit in there, then that's where some of that metallic can come through.
Yeah.
And I don't like any of that. But beverage itself has reduced my alcohol consumption probably by 50% over the last year.
Yeah. And I really don't even smoke anymore.
Yeah.
I prefer the drinks.
Right.
And an edible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's a gummy or I've got honey sticks, you know, that I put in my tea, and we sell those at the dispensary. Have you had a honey stick?
I haven't had a honey stick. I saw them and I was like, man, those look amazing.
They do. We've got mint chocolate and we've got regular honey, but you know, you stir around your tea.
And you're just dosing yourself while you're doing that. Okay. How much is in one stick?
5 milligrams.
Nice. Nice. And then the packs themselves, are they smaller packs or are they like full 50 milligram packs? Is there 10 of them in there? Are they five?
I believe there's five in there.
Seems like a smaller package. I haven't investigated it too much because I haven't been doing it at any of the parties. But
yeah. And actually, this year I've tried some mushrooms too.
Mushrooms in the chocolate.
No,
right. So like adaptogen mushrooms are like psychedelic, like the good adaptogen. Old school. Okay. So not the ones that you lift the cow pie up and you're like, nom, nom, nom. Not those.
No, not the ones.
You okay. Know, so the adaptogen ones, like the reishi and the cordyceps and the lion's mane and that kind of stuff.
Right. Right. Okay. The other shit, I'm not trying to figure out time travel.
You're not trying to figure it out. Have you ever done mushrooms?
No.
Oh man.
No, no.
Yeah.
No, you mean like the stuff from the 70s?
Oh, I mean the stuff. I mean, you can grow it in your house now.
You mean the like psychedelics?
Yeah, like the the good ones. I mean, you could do reishi, you could do cordyceps. I mean, I love cordyceps.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Give me energy, send me through my day.
I like it. You know, it helps me focus, you know,
put
my words together a little better. And I like that stuff.
We should talk more about mushrooms, and I've got a guy for that.
Okay, we should do a whole episode on mushrooms. I love it.
We should do a whole episode. We should do a whole episode on adaptogens, nootropics, and I mean, we probably have enough for a lot of episodes.
I like
it. But we should do one just on the adaptogen and nootropic fun stuff out there, kava.
I would love that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Okay. So a little bit of history.
History.
So yeah. So on
it's
this
important,
day,
right?
it's always important.
Yeah.
So on this day, today is April 22nd, but on this day, Charles Hamilton Houston died on April 22nd, 1950 in DCF 54. He was a distinguished attorney who served as the dean of Howard University Law School.
Mm-hmm.
He was often referred to as the man who killed Jim Crow because of his actions as the NAACP litigation director in tearing down Jim Crow laws. And this is very well known. This is First Earth Day, which celebrated on this day in 1970 in the U.S., Earth Day was founded by American politician and conservationist Gaylord Anton Nelson, who helped spark the environmental movement and quickly grew into an international event.
Hmm. Don't we just do that on Saturdays and clean up the earth and do stuff like that? I mean, isn't that what...
Well,
I guess what we do, right? Like coffee and donuts, and now they've put beer into the mix, and I think those are the more popular ones.
Well, we did clean up the earth Saturday for 420.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really did. I mean, are we just talking about usage of plants?
We were, and we just cleared out some plants on Saturday, a whole lot of plants, right?
I mean, we're just waiting for new harvest, right? Yeah. It's kind of like fresh hop season, you know? Right? Like... One thing that I think about as far as 420 goes, and it's like making it what it is that we want it to be, you know, it was like a smoke out holiday. It was all, and I know that we're going to talk about this a little bit more, but I like to think of it as the cannabis new year, you know, like the year is anew. Just, I mean, I got 24 hours in me, and then the clock starts again.
So then
I just go hit that next day. I don't care what happened yesterday. Like, let's go. I'm going to go and kill this day.
So you're pressing the reset on weed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, whatever happened in the last year, right? I mean, we do the same thing on January 1st, but that's generally a drinking holiday.
Okay.
Right? So,
you can drink. January 1st is a drinking holiday.
Well, just think about what New Year's is like. Everybody's smashed.
Kind of.
I mean, I understand the apple juice comes into play, but that's mostly just for the kids.
The fuck is the apple juice? Where does that come from?
Well, you did that when you had children, when your children were young, right? And you'd get the apple juice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Or Uncle Jimmy was not drinking, and, you know, we were trying to support. And
We made crab legs.
Okay. You made crab legs.
Crab legs and lobster.
Right. But you drink something. Generally.
Not necessarily. Yeah.
Right. Well, now, on the cannabis new year, we can drink something, we can eat something, we can smoke something.
Yes.
We can, you know, we had one heck of a party is really.
This is true.
Really what it is. And we had it this all over the place.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we were just stomping around Minnesota. Like the Jolly Green Giant. Is he even from Minnesota?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just let us know in the comments.
Is that why your company is called Green Elevator? You like that green, don't you?
Green's just a really good color. It is really what it is.
It's my son's favorite color.
I was when I was creating the company, color was easy, right? I mean, I kind of looked at the restaurant groups and things like that. Like you've got places that have doors, and you've got different colored animals as restaurant groups, right? You've got different colored plates as restaurant groups. I was like, well, then green. People seem to like it, right? So not a bad color. And then I was like, well, what does it need to be? So I just, like, anytime I forget somebody's name, which happens constantly, right? Like, I always say, we're going to meet each other again. And it's because we are going to meet each other again, because I'm going to forget your name. It's going to be fine. You're going to forget mine, too. And then now you're going to be happy that I'm, like, giving us license to do what we're doing. And then I was like, all right, well, what are the things that there are? Like, there's green this, and there's a green door up north on the way up 61. And if you know, then you know, you know, where the green door is. And so I just started running through the alphabet, you know. I'm like, well, what is that person's name? And, man, if it's Angela, then, like, I always win right away. It's like a little game. But as I was running through them, then all of a sudden I'm like, well, what is it? What is it? What is it? And then what is the space that's not, that everybody doesn't already have, right? And that's the elevator. And then when you think about an elevator and what an elevator does, you go up, you go down. When we think about cannabis, you go up, you go down. You can go, you know, you could be at MSP, and you could be on, you know, one of those rolly elevators, you know,
yes.
That track thing that you're always, you know, they got to, like, put lines on it, tell us how fast you can walk. And if you're going to stand, you have to be on this side. Like, I love that they have these rules. I just don't understand why they don't do it for general lines at the state fair, you know.
Okay.
You've been to the state fair, and all of a sudden they're there for the fries or the cookies or the whatever it is, and it's straight across the road. Yeah.
So do you think we should be able to sell gummies at the state fair?
Hell yeah. It's a state fair decision. That's all that's going on there, right? Yeah, I mean, it's the state fair going, nah.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Where do you think that comes from? You think there's still this stigma attached?
Stuffiness?
Yeah.
Maybe some stuffiness, some stigma that's there. I don't know what the barrier is. Mm-hmm. I'd like to, I think everybody wants to understand what the barrier is. And I know that the state fair has taken meetings on it and they've talked with people about it. I know that those things have happened. Maybe this year. I mean, it was year before last they actually had like live plant. Did they have plant last year? I wasn't in there enough last year.
I don't know, but I think that you should be able to go to the state fair and buy a THC beverage or gummies.
Right.
Matter of fact, I think they should have a THC beverage competition.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Amazing, right?
Why don't we have one?
Why don't we have one?
Didn't they just have one here?
Sure.
That I didn't hear shit about
right.
It was over.
Who?
But I think we should.
Who did what?
One?
And why didn't
we have one in Minnesota?
A competition?
Yeah, we did.
What are you talking about? Like last August?
Well,
or okay. Like within this year?
It's within this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And there was a competition, I believe, in California, and someone from Minnesota won.
Are we talking about the Emerald Cup? Or are we talking about a different cup?
There's two fucking cups. There's cups everywhere.
Right. I mean, there's Legacy Cup. We have Legacy Cup.
There's Legacy Cup.
Right. Shout out to Legacy Cup. That was fun.
Shout out to Legacy Cup. But there was a THC beverage competition.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. I didn't have one. So I guess it wasn't on my radar, but we'll figure it out.
I think we should have another one. What do you think?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Right.
Why not?
Yeah. We just need sponsors. That's all it is. Infrastructure's not cheap.
I think we should
do
it. Yeah.
I think we should just do it low budget. We'll just do it right by the river.
I'm with it.
Be no issues. You know, cans in the river, no big deal.
When you want to do it?
I don't know, tomorrow. Right? I
mean, no cans in the river.
It doesn't, no cans in the river.
And we'll,
no, but I mean, you know how many times I've seen cans in the river? Like you
no cans in the river. I want to repeat one more time. No cans in the river.
No cans in the river.
That's correct. You have to fish them out if they do go in there. So don't do that. It's even more dangerous. Now you've got cans and humans in the river.
And humans.
Yeah, well, it's not good, right? Like, it's worse than the ocean. Right?
Okay, well.
Undertow.
Okay, and then we'll be recording live from the competition, I assume?
Yeah.
I think
it's in the budget.
I think our boss just told us it's in the budget.
Yeah, and no cans in the river.
And no cans in the river.
No cans
in the river. He agrees. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Live recording from our.
But we both still have no idea what this beverage competition was, though.
No, I'm telling you.
We'll figure it out.
I read it. I read it.
If I may interject you two.
Yeah.
Full spectrum. Cannabis competition, the cup, right?
The cup.
You can, and we've got the space here at the Divine Fox Studios.
Yeah,
we've got the event space behind. We've got the beautiful river that no cans are going into, no other litter.
It's far enough away,
right? It's right there.
Yeah,
we've got a little fire pit out back.
We
got a little space. It's a done deal.
I think we should.
Yeah,
why not?
I'm in. We're in. All right.
All right. We're going to put together a Google form for everybody to sign up on. I think it's not that low budget. We could probably create a form on the website.
Well, because there has to be an entry fee.
That's fine.
For sure.
And it can be minimal.
It can be minimal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're good. I like it. I had to get in because I brought the mic over here today. I knew that.
Yeah.
If there was a possibility that you needed just a little assistance at some point, and there it was. No cans in the river, and
no
of course we're going to put together a live event where we have a tasting. I love it.
Yes, yes.
Does anybody wonder what that weird voice is? Because we haven't introduced producer Sam.
All right. Well,
now he's been introduced.
Here you go.
He's been introduced.
I mean, maybe we were going to put some words on a screen or something like that.
I think the reason that we haven't introduced me is that I think to this point they assume there must not be a producer. Like, look at
probably. Yeah. I mean, after we talked about the tape, but there was tape that got put on a camera that said hi with a dude.
Oh, that's right.
Right. So they knew somebody else was in the room. They can't expect that the two of us are going to be able to pull this shit together, right?
I'm more or less lurking. yeah. you know, just waiting for my moment to, yeah. to jump exactly. in and say something.
It's like in a conversation exactly. when you're waiting for somebody to pause.
Yeah.
And they never do.
You two are doing great. I'm going to let you get back to it. If ever a show needed a producer, though, it's one brought to you by two people in the cannabis industry.
Oh, for sure. Right?
Someone's got to keep the thing moving yep. at least somewhat forward. But you guys are doing great. Keep it up.
I for sure agree All with right. that. Yes. Do you agree with that?
I do. I Partially. Do. And I think it should be a competition where we have vendors, too. And I think it should be a three-part competition. I think it should be cannabis beverage.
Sure.
Cannabis gummy competition.
Sure.
And also an edible competition, meaning it's not a gummy.
Gosh, I got to make something? Yeah. It's not a gummy?
Yeah, like you got all types of shit out there.
I got some caramels that I can just got cupcakes, knock out of the park.
Yeah. But we talked about pocket brownies on the last show.
It you did.
It yeah. can't be that.
It cannot be pocket brownies.
It can be pocket
but
brownies.
But here's the fun thing. You know, you've
it's
got
to be some kind of brownie.
Don't though. You remember you told a story about what happened to you with the brownies on the last
oh,
show?
Oh, fuck.
You forgot about it already.
Yeah, I forgot about it. All right. That's because I'm drinking this.
That's because you're drinking
I'm drinking THC
right
seltzer water.
Yeah. yeah. I know it's your favorite, but we found you one that you Man. Enjoy. You need to bring the sugar, people.
Man.
You need to bring this the sugar, people. People are
gotta
doing
bring
it.
something with flavor,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. And a lot flavor. Of times when you go to get that flavor, what ends up happening? You end up screwing it up somehow. And I'm not saying that everybody's screwing it up. I'm just saying some of you are screwing it up, and that's why
this is true.
That's also the reason why your gummies aren't getting bought. That's the reason why your beverage isn't getting bought. Let's be real. Almost everybody's beverage is getting bought right now.
Yeah.
You know, we've got some slow movers that are out there on the shelves, mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But anyways, do better, right? We yeah. can all do better than we're doing right now.
Yeah. Can I just say one more thing? I think Target really needs to start carrying THC beverages.
They're not?
No. Nah. No.
Well.
No.
Weird.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, all those moms you see with kids in the cart and... You know, their cart is full. They need a, like a 4-pack.
They don't even bring the kids anymore, right? You've got all of these shopping services out there. They don't bring the kids to the store.
What do they do? They just drop them off somewhere?
If you see them, you don't drop the kids off. You stay at home or wait until your partner gets there. I don't know what ends up happening. Sure, maybe, but usually you just... Maybe it, well, I don't know. I mean, it's been a while since I've had younger children, and I suppose, you know, you go out and the kid
it's
needs to sleep.
It's been a while for me, too.
You drive around in the car. Like, I always thought that was fascinating. People are like, I go and I put him in the car, and I'm like, fuck that. No. Kid, go to bed. You're going to go to bed, you know?
Yeah.
Benadryl. Well, I did not drug my kids.
But no, I didn't either. I think I was a pretty good parent.
We whiskeyed them.
I took my son everywhere.
You know?
That's not literally.
You whiskeyed him.
I'm going to act like I did, folks. I did not hear that as a lawyer.
You did all sorts of stuff. You're not going to say what you did. I didn't do it either.
He said he hugs the kids.
Yes.
Not
I'm a hugger. I'm a hugger.
Yeah, hug the babies.
Don't whiskey the kid. Whiskey the kid.
I feel like this is mandatory reporting. I'm so glad the kids are adults.
Right? I know. It probably is. Yeah. It would be. I mean, they were young. It was a long time ago.
How old are your kids now?
Oh, they're going to be 15 and 18.
Oh, shit. So they can whiskey themselves?
Yeah. I mean, they're probably whiskeying themselves, right? I mean, I do my best not to be a helicopter parent. Maybe I should be paying more attention. But,
oh, I'm a helicopter
parent. You know, they wear shoes and, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm a helicopter parent.
Are you?
Oh, absolutely.
All over them?
All over. You could not.
How did that work out?
You know, it actually is still working great.
That's
even
good.
Though he's 30.
Yeah.
My daughter is, she's 27.
Yeah.
She's married with 3 kids. Still a helicopter parent. And
So you passed it on, or you're just saying you helicopter parent her still?
So both of them still, yeah. Yes. And I have another stepdaughter who is 26.
Sure.
She's 25 or 26. So I don't have to, you know, helicopter over her as much. But the other two?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a helicopter parent with my grandkids, too.
Right.
Although I am that that grandma who, you know, still goes to the club. Every now and then I do drop off.
Do you bring them?
Hell no. I wish I could.
You don't bring the kids
with
you?
I wish I could. But
I do
drop off
just like all around, and then you don't let them go see the light.
No. And I even take my kids to rap concerts.
Yeah.
I could not get either one of my kids to go to a Travis Scott concert with me.
I wouldn't go to a Travis Scott concert with you either.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have anybody to go with, you got an extra ticket. Well, let's roll.
Right.
You know, like, I will, but you got to hit me like that day and be like, what are you doing tonight? And I'll be like, I guess let's go, Calandra.
See, that's not fair to me, Lance.
Well, you could tell me a week before. I will go to a Travis Scott concert with you.
Okay. Okay. So next time he comes, you're going with me, right?
You're buying the ticket.
Yeah,
I'll go with you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because I don't want to go.
Okay. So,
but I will.
So, okay, so I got another proposition for you, because the kids will refuse to go with me.
Yeah.
Nardo Wick and 21 Savage.
Sure. I know 21 Savage, but I don't.
Nardo
are you
Wick?
Talking about like a new type of a wick for a candle?
Kind
or?
Of. I don't, oh, he raps could, that song, Who Wants Smoke With Me?
I'm going to have to, I'll listen to it later.
Yeah, my kids didn't know.
There's a fantastic opportunity for that to just get clipped in right here, editor.
Yeah. There may be weed involved. I don't know how to encourage you to go, but my kids said absolutely not.
No way. Why not?
Yeah.
Too much crowd surfing?
Well, my son's like, Mom, this dude is 21 and he can't rap.
And I don't even listen to hair bands anymore.
He's like, you're 50. Why are you listening? I said, first of all, do not repeat my age again.
Now everybody knows.
But he's like, no. He's like, these rappers, he's like, this concert's going to be dangerous. I'm like, kid, they have metal detectors. He's like, really?
We were worried about the metal detector versus crowd rush. I would be worried about getting squished.
I'm not worried about getting squished.
You're not?
No.
No.
No, no. I'm thick. I'm not worried about getting squished.
I stayed out of mosh pits for a reason. You know?
Well, just so you know, I think Travis Scott has mosh pits at this
Yeah, I'll
mosh
stay away from it.
Yeah.
I will stay away from it. You want to know what I like top. Doing? You know what I like doing when I go to concerts?
What?
Yeah, I'm that old dude. I'm the one sitting in the comfy seat, sitting there, my leg all crossed.
Yeah.
Just like, this is great.
Yeah.
Sometimes I cry, you know what I mean, because the music's so good. I want to cry at a Travis Scott concert while I'm sitting in a chair sipping on a drink. THC one, hopefully.
Hopefully.
You know, there's some great venues that are doing some good things.
Yeah, they need to sell THC drinks at the Target Center, Xcel Energy Center. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know that there was, I was in some talks with the folks there. That was great. I mean, you think about like even getting craft beer into some of these places, like these are some slow movers.
Yeah,
these
they are.
People,
they
you
are.
Know, and I mean, people globally in a sense of, you know, like why aren't you giving people what they want? And they're like, my golden light's delicious. And it's like, you did not just say that. I mean, I understand it sells, but it's because it's the only option. You give people other options and you're probably going to increase your revenue.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should be able to go to a Timberwolves game and be able to buy a THC beverage. And I think if that happens, I think, you know, sales will increase, especially season ticket sales. Hell, we might even renew our season ticket. We didn't this year, but.
You didn't?
No, no, we've done in the past. And, you know, this year we decided to pass and.
Go figure.
That's
all right.
It's
Minnesota. What's going to happen, though? What always happens in Minnesota? I know. I mean, sure,
it
worked.
Snows.
It worked out for the Lynx. You know what I mean? That was pretty badass as far as like bringing home titles and doing some pretty awesome shit, right?
Yeah.
And then we're like, all right, well, playoffs. And it's like, well, cool. I mean, we're only excited because it hasn't happened for a while.
Yeah. Like snow.
Yeah. And the Vikings winning shit.
This is true.
You know, I mean, they could win all fucking year long.
They won't.
All year.
They won't.
You'd be like, whoa, what was your record? And they're like, we've only lost one. I just forget how many games there are now because they just increased them, right?
Yep.
Sports talk, right? Did we think we were going to get there?
No, we did not think that. But, no.
Well, should we course correct?
But it would be much better if we had THC somewhere.
It would be great if the, you know, oh, you want to know what? There was the combine. Mm-hmm. No, there wasn't a combine. No, it was just a chiropractor convention for the NFL chiropractors, I think. And Carpe Diem. Carpe Diem was out hanging out with them. I know. Chiropractors, what? Chiropractors are cool.
They are.
They're not
they
as cool as rappers that are 21.
No, they are.
But your kids don't even want to go there. So then that means they're grown, right? They officially think, that somebody that is younger than them is nowhere near as cool as they are, which is like full on adulting. You think about that, right? Like you raise some kids that are now adults. Yeah. And they're like, no, I am not.
Well, see, speaking of doctors, you want to hear this? I'm going to keep it short. This is a really funny story. So my husband and I, a couple years ago, we went to Chicago for the weekend. And
the only city in the world if you're from there, right? It's like no other city.
No other city.
Yeah.
So
shout out Chicago.
Shout out Chicago. I love Chicago. Love Chicago's New York. Great. I love the Bay Area. So we're staying at the Ritz-Carlton. And we were going to a concert, too, that night. So we're sitting at the bar, and we meet this doctor and his wife. And, you know, they're talking to us, and he's like, yeah, I'm here for a conference. And we're like, okay, well, what kind of conference? He said, I'm an ass doctor.
Yeah.
I said, what?
Yeah.
So his job is to pull stuff out of people's ass and make it stuck.
But you have to put something up there in order to get it out.
Well,
meaning the doctor generally has to put something up there, too.
Exactly. So then he starts, like, showing us these pictures.
Sure.
Of course. Like, different stuff people. And it's one of those conversations where you really had to be high to.
Were you?
Yeah.
That's good.
And conversation went very well. Matter of fact,
did you show him some of your homegrown pictures or something like that? My buddy did this. You know, and you start showing him your work. You know?
I asked him. I said, you know, my friends in Minnesota, they're not going to believe this conversation happened. Do you mind texting me those pictures? He did.
That's amazing. Oh.
I have to show them to you one day.
I can't wait.
Definitely not on air.
Well, no. So, what we can do is we can put it up on the screen over there, and then we can just react to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're just sitting here going. What came out of that?
I don't know if I have to tell AJ this, but but don't no B-roll of things coming out of people's butts.
I don't think you have to.
Thanks, AJ. That's our video producer.
Thanks, AJ.
No, none of that B-roll. Picks
well,
up
we don't
bell.
Even have to tell him. It's in here. It's in here. We don't even have an editor. What are you talking about? Pictures. This we just do this straight through.
I have to ask you two, are you done with news?
Yeah. No idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. We really kind of went from news for 1 second to all right, we're into the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
And you're doing a great job.
We'll figure it out.
Keep it up.
Okay, so
are we still on news?
No, okay. We're fuck the news. We're on the next
news.
Thing. All right, so here's a question that I have from someone: where is weed legal, and what is our favorite legal state?
It's fantastic. So I would say, I don't know, right? Like I know that there are some states that are recreationally legal, right? Do I care much about them at this moment? Probably not. Which ones have I visited?
Yeah, which one's your favorite? Tell me which ones are your favorite and which ones you would like to go to try their weed.
Yeah. I'm going to go in reverse. Okay. So I'm going to say I'd like to go to the East Coast.
Okay.
And I'd like to see what's going on the East Coast. I hear Maine's an absolute shit show, so I'll probably not. But maybe it'd be fun, you know, everybody likes a train wreck. But anyways, I don't know. I'd research it and I'd figure out where on the East Coast I'm going to head out to. And that would be fun. Of the places that I've been, I've, California, Arizona, Las Vegas, And of those, I have stories about them all, but of those, Arizona was definitely the best experience mm-hmm. of them all. And that's just because they had like beautiful inset boxes that were probably, you know, 25 inches tall by, you know, 12 inches wide, and just tile inside that was like beautiful glass tile. They did a really, really good job with it. And then they would just have some flour just like boop on like a metal toothpicky type of thing. And yeah. I'm like, that's like the design in this place I really liked. And then somebody's going to steal this, and they totally should. Because if I had a retail spot, this is exactly what I would mm-hmm. do. And it's one of those like flippy chart thingies, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what they are, but they're so cool to me, because when it happened, I'm like, what is going on? It's like, go over there. And I'm like, are birds flying? Like, are they landing? Are they taking off? I don't know what's going on. It was just cards flipping on a wall. And then all of a sudden it said Lance A. And I'm like, yes, my stuff's ready. So yeah, it was like quite climactic.
Yeah.
And so the experience was cool. It was a little the sales mm-hmm. part of it was a little order takery. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I desired more information from the question, and I was testing a little bit, right? Like I was testing the experience, so maybe it's not as true as it could have been, but my experience of it was. He didn't know a lot about what it, he was like, yeah. Well, we have, I was like, well, tell me about gummies. I'm only here for this period of time. I totally set it up, mm-hmm. laid it all out. And, he was like, well, we got these wild gummies. And I'm like, cool. What other gummies you got? So I knew about them. They're yeah. good. I've enjoyed them. And so anyways, I got some wild gummies. That's really what ended up happening, because the other options were... And I wanted a larger selection. It's really what it came down to. And I think that some of the dispensaries need to probably pay a little bit more attention mm-hmm. to what's going on. And I mean, everybody run their business the way that they want to run their business. But, you know, flower isn't the only thing.
Yeah.
And there's fantastic opportunity mm-hmm. to... have lower potency beverage, lower potency edible. Like, not everybody just wants to get messed right. up, right? Right? And cutting 100 milligram gummy 8 times is still a lot.
It is.
For some people,
yes.
right?
Yes.
I mean, stop it, you know? Like, it access is a thing. And mm-hmm. we're here doing our best to remove barriers and reduce the stigma around the plant by making it okay for the person that hasn't ever enjoyed this plant
right.
to be comfortable enjoying that plant, because they have some questions, mm-hmm. right? And we expect that they have some questions, and we make beautiful spaces, and we want them to be comfortable walking exactly. into those spaces. And it just, that was Arizona. Arizona was a nice looking space. It was not like California, not like Las Vegas. Not that they aren't that way now, but they weren't that way then. What about you?
I would agree with you. Arizona was my favorite.
Yeah.
And my favorite spot is Sunday Goods.
Mm-hmm.
Nice spot.
Is it only open on Sundays?
They are open 7 days a week. And what's really nice is they just opened a location in the airport. So I like Sunday Goods.
How do you get away? How do you get away with opening a thing in an airport?
You know, I don't
know. So that you can get it on your way out. It's kind of like it's kind of like being in a foreign country, and what are they duty free?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which if you're doing it the wrong direction, you just lose it.
Right, right.
Right. You're like, oh, you remember that booze that you bought? Yeah. Nope, you don't get to bring that. It's only one direction, you know?
Right, right, right.
It's like a bunch of us driving down a one way, the wrong way in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happens all the time.
Happens all the time.
Right.
California's pretty good. But when you go further up the coast, like to Napa and Sonoma Valley,
yeah,
in order to purchase there, you have to have a medical card.
Sure.
You don't have recreation.
Medical only there.
Medical only, which is easy to get a medical card.
Sure.
You know, you just pay like 60 bucks.
You just like...
Yeah. Yeah.
I have
you
this
go
thing.
Call the doctor on the phone and you tell them what your ailments are. And
yeah. It's like getting a gun in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Minnesota too. It really doesn't take
yeah.
much.
Yeah. So...
no guns in the river.
No guns or cans.
I love it when Sam laughs. We got him.
Vegas is okay. Illinois, it's okay. Very overpriced.
Yeah.
New York is okay. Jersey, it's actually pretty good. I just came back couple weeks ago. Their shit was good. But yeah, I'm not so much into the flower as much.
Yeah.
I think because I'm getting older, you know, I'm starting to care about my lungs.
Yep.
So I, you know, find other ways to indulge, but I know when I'm tasting, I know what's good and what's not. I want to go to Oregon. I want to go to Washington State.
Sure.
Seattle.
Just cause it's kind of like trying to figure out the shit show or.
I'm really into touring
okay.
Dispensaries. I've been to over 40 across the U.S.
That's a lot of them.
Yeah. It's, you know, I think it's just kind of my lawyer brain just being, you know, curious
mm-hmm.
And being very interested in what they're doing and how they figure things out, you know, in terms of like security, protocol, procedures, just... Being curious. So I also want to try New Mexico and Vermont. So those places are on my next list to travel. And especially in...
Are you going to find a conference there?
Of course I am.
Yeah.
Of course I am.
I think the reason why you like conferences is the write-off.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that would
be some...
Your appetite is like insatiable. The conference... Yeah. Like. Oh, I heard the conference thing, and I was like, you're really passionate about conferences.
Yeah. Last year, I went to the THC Beverage Conference in San Francisco. I took my staff to Cannabis Times Conference in Vegas. And, yeah, I fucking love conferences. And I was going to the THC Beverage Conference this year in Chicago, but it's been moved to next year. I'm looking at going to the Lyft conference in Toronto, but that keeps getting moved, and that's women in cannabis. And mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm a sucker for conferences.
Yeah.
Fucking them there, yeah.
I want to put some words on a shirt for you that say that. I'm a sucker for conferences.
Yeah, just call me CC Conference Chick.
CC Conference
Chick. I'm the conference chick, yeah.
Conference chick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going in and out of seminars and shit. And yeah.
And we put Music Factory on the back of it just for fun.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
CC Music Factory.
I don't know. Why not? Right?
Why not?
Yeah. Should we talk about microdosing?
Yeah. Here's why I think this is a really good topic, because we get a lot of people in the dispensary with questions. And they're, you know, for the most part, they're older. And you can tell they want to microdose.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how you know, because they say, I've never done this before, but I'm very curious. Or they say, I did this when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
And I've never done it again. Or, you know, like they had like a really bad experience.
Right.
But guess what? They're back.
Yep.
And they want to give it a try. So
why?
I say, oh, you
why
want
do
microdose?
They want to?
I think
everybody else is doing it.
I think they want to feel good, and they know other people have done it and they feel good, and they want that same feeling. Especially, you know, if you got a shitty job or
sure.
a bunch of kids or
right. Or you you're know, just
something.
Older. Than that, yeah. right?
You just want to feel good.
And you're older than that, and you're watching polka on the TV.
Yeah.
Polka can be much more fun than...
polka.
You don't know what polka is?
Yeah, you mean like...
like a polka dot, but a dance.
Are you serious?
For real. We're gonna put a clip in this
that sounds
right
awful.
Now. AJ,
AJ, help.
AJ, yeah. put a clip in here so then when Calandra reviews, she sees what polka dancing is.
I can tell you that's not a black thing. I'll tell you that right now. Right now. It's not a black thing. I'll say it till the day
I
die.
I am pretty sure you are right. Yeah. I mean, it was in black and white. I don't know if that counts. Yeah. And generally, I mean, probably something, you know, like it was a made instrument, right? Like a gas can that was like properly dented, but it was like a specific kind of dent. And like, you remember like the gas cans from like back in the day, that like had a handle on the top and they were metal and, you went and crushed that thing, and it was probably like for the lawnmower kind of gas can, you know, not like your normal plastic ones. And they did that, and they put that on like a broomstick, and they put a little like, what's a stopper you put on a crutch, right? So you got that down, your little foot stopper on the bottom of a crutch, that's down on the bottom of the broomstick. And then you've got this big spring.
I now need a joint.
I know.
After just getting a visual of this.
But this is just the instrument. This isn't even the people dancing, right? People dancing is the best part about it. It's like, it'd be like a rave in black and white.
Would this be something on Fargo?
Well, I mean, I think it's older. I think it's probably older than, but it would be great on Fargo, right? If that was what was going on in the house when everybody like, and then a bunch of people got killed, it would be great.
Sounds like something that should be on Fargo.
It should be. So anyways, back to the string thing.
Yes.
And then the spring goes all the way down around it. You got a couple of like screws in there to hold the string on. My dad had one. Yeah, I mean, it's just like a stick banjo or some crap like that. I don't even remember what it was, but it's hilarious. And you bang it on the ground, and you go like this with the spring, and that's how you play it. It's like a country bass guitar. It's really, really what's going on there. But that is what reminds me of polka dancing and polka music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to the Nardwuar concert.
Yeah,
21 Savage.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I had my fun when I was young.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. Stick banjos. What are we doing? Are we taking a break?
I don't think we took a break. It's up to you.
Oh, I mean, we can take a break.
We're an hour into it. If you
we're
want.
an hour into it. Holy crap!
I think we were.
Man.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to pick up microdosing the next time.
Yeah. I think that's a whole episode on its own.
Yeah.
Is my take.
Sure.
So if you guys want to wrap it up, I think we can be done with this. This was a good, I mean, you did great. I'm not trying to stop anything.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think we've,
bit of structure in, and
yeah.
We talked about a garage banjo of some sort. I think it might be the point at which
it's the perfect point to end this, and I think that it's the perfect point for Calandra to go, all right, enough of that shit. I think it's time to end this.
And then the THC beverage didn't help. I'm like trying to picture this shit, and I'm like,
it's all good.
Like,
this
I think some black folks would do.
I'm going to draw it for you. I already did. I already drew it in the air.
Oh my god!
I know.
I loved it. But yeah, why don't you say good evening? You know, so before you take those off, you still got to say good night to the guests and thank them for listening.
Should we?
Yeah.
We should say good night. What happens if they're listening to it in the morning though?
Why don't we just say until next time?
Until next time. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Lovely.
Full spectrum.
Full spectrum cannabis. Hell yeah, it is.
I love it.
All right.
I love it.
We'll see you guys.
But yeah.